USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says the pandemic's finish line is in sight.
We should be incredibly excited about the fact that we now have two different vaccines authorized for use. There will be 7.9 million vaccinations that go out this week between the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines.
Adams also noting we can't afford to stop running the marathon, noting that vigilance is still important. President-elect Joe Biden lashed out at a reporter on Tuesday who asked whether he still believes that allegations about his son were the product of Russian disinformation, as he claimed before the election.
Yes, yes, yes. God love you, man. You're a one-horse pony. Thank you. I promise you my Justice Department will be totally on its own making its judgments about how they should proceed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence says he and President Trump will keep fighting until every legal vote is counted in November's election.
Stay in the fight in our election. Stay in the fight in Georgia's election. And stay in the fight every day that follows.
The vice president speaking in West Palm Beach, Florida at a conservative summit, saying every illegal vote must be thrown out. The president also touting some of the Trump administration's accomplishments. Things get a bit tense at a lockdown protest.
Oregon State Police declared an unlawful assembly at the state capitol in Salem on Monday after 300-ish demonstrators pushed their way into the government building. The protest was billed as Reopen Oregon. The demonstration comes after Democrat Governor Kate Brown extended Oregon's state of emergency lockdown by 2 months from January 2nd to March 3rd. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
We head back to Washington, D.C. and Capitol Hill, where Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is cheering Congress for passing the $900 billion coronavirus relief package before the holidays.
The bill is not a long-term bill. It's a survival bill. It gives us money that we need immediately, but make no mistake about it, we're going to have to come back and get more.
President Trump's re-election campaign filed a petition over the weekend with the Supreme Court, asking the court to overturn three rulings from the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court over changes to the state's mail-in voting laws. President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the suit is part of a strategy to have state legislatures expunge what he calls fraudulent election results. He tells Newsmax TV that three states could have filed false paperwork with the federal government by certifying their results.
So the way I look at it, we have to win one of these legislatures. And I think we have three good ones to pick from: Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. And I think in either one of those cases, there's a good chance that we've demonstrated enough fraud, actually overwhelming fraud in a few cases, that the state legislature has a very, very strong basis to make a determination that the election in those three states was stolen.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Meraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.